John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, this woman will be at Helium Comedy Club for two shows at 7:30 and 10 o'clock. You can get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. I am happy to say that one of the few comics that who is up on the Wall of Fame back here, right? Did you see your picture back there? Wait a second. Yeah.
I did not.
Hand me that picture right behind that.
Who's she between? Oh, you can't see it because it's the lowest one on the thing.
Thank you. Give her some more prominence.
Look at this.
See how many years it's been? I was young. I had hope.
It's like 1985.
Right. And I'm still all gray. You had young and hope, and I'm all gray.
you look great.
I like the matching pastels that you guys landed
on.
Yeah,
well, we planned it that way. Tammy Pascatelli. Hey.
Thank you.
How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. How about yourself? Always so good to see you.
It's great to see you, too. You know, you are the only comic I'm allowed to run away with, according my wife. She would understand it, right? If I ran away with Bob Marley, it would make no sense to her.
Well, you know how much I love your wife, so she'd probably just send you to me for the weekend or something, and then go, come on back now. Because she knows I barely want the one I got. She knows she's safe with me. Yeah. Listen, it's fun. The older you get, the more you put up with stuff from your I love my husband. We don't even argue anymore. Mm-hmm. I can't sleep because he snores and doesn't believe me. And I'm like, literally, now I have no... you don't believe me? I have no credibility? I'm like, you snore? No, I don't. Well, now I'm a liar? Like, I don't even do that. We fight all the time over sleep now. That's our big fight, you know?
So you're losing sleep over losing sleep.
Yeah, that's our big fight. Because, or he'll, like, if he can't sleep, he's in the bed going,
Honestly, it sounds like me.
Are you asleep? I was. That's our big fight over sleep.
And how's little Luca?
He's 10 years old, not so little anymore. Crazy. Wow. Fighting him on video games and trying to keep him from the pedophiles who pretend that they're 7. You know? And then you hear that Toys R Us is going out of business. Not really. Have you ever bought any of the stuff that these kids play with? I don't see how. They must have mismanaged their money. They must be like my mother-in-law, because they literally, every game is $100. It's expensive to have a kid now.
And how is your mother-in-law? Is she still far enough away that your life is happy?
I don't know. She could be flying overhead right now. How far does this signal carry?
Well, isn't she on the island? Is she on Long Island?
She should be on Rikers Island. That's where she should be. She's in Brooklyn. And I said flying overhead because her broomstick does go far now. She got a Nimbus 2000. She's a nut job.
Now, you are... You're married to a guy from Brooklyn, right? But you're a Cleveland girl who lives in Western Pennsylvania. Right?
Yeah. Well, because, you know, why not? Now the GPS is available. It's right. Easy to just be messed up like that all the time.
Okay.
I needed to be close enough to my family, and I moved my family to Pennsylvania. And far enough away from my mother-in-law, who sold my furniture the first day I went out on the road. It's the truth. She literally, at the very first time after I had my son, we had lived next door to her. I came back and I pulled up. It's just like one of those bad sitcoms. I pull up in a taxi and I see a man walking down the street with my grandmother's chair. And I'm like trying to pay for the cab. And I run down the street. I'm like, sir, let me have that. And we're having this struggle, this tug of war over the chair. He's like, the lady gave it to me. And I'm like, here's $20. Please just give me back my grandmother's chair. I go inside. Apparently she had bought new furniture because I lived in one Brooklyn attached house away from her. She had bought new furniture and she decided that my furniture was old and stinky. So she threw my furniture out and had her furniture moved, her old furniture moved into my house. Yeah. And my husband thought nothing was wrong with that. And that's how I ended up in Western Pennsylvania.
Now, are you still like Little Miss Cleveland? I mean, are you going crazy over basketball right now?
Well, I have to because we don't have a football team, so we might as well. One day when the NFL decides to have a franchise in Cleveland, it would be nice.
Wait, being someone who was a Browns fan, right? The whole Johnny...
Do you have to say that out loud? I feel like it's a 12-step program. Hi, no, I'm Tammy. I'm a Browns fan. I can't quit him. I'm a gay cowboy. Like, you can't give up now. I'm also a gambler. I don't get up off the machine if I got $400 in it. And somewhere it's going to pay off.
By the way, with Cleveland, it's a 16-step program, not a 12.
It's ridiculous. It's 16. It's about 100 steps. It's the plank. That's what it is.
Now, I heard something about you and Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel. Right. Did you get into some sort of Twitter war with him? And was Ambien involved?
Yeah, no. First of all, everything I say that's ridiculous, I say in fully formed and functional.
Okay.
I own everything that I say, which I do believe in, and that if you say it, you should be able to just say, I said it. That's who I am. But what happened was, is Johnny Manziel, for those of you who don't know, Johnny Manziel was the biggest disappointment in Cleveland Browns history. And
in football history.
And he's a Heisman Trophy winner, right? Came to the Browns. They spent millions and millions of their whole salary cap basically on this kid. And he did, like, they shouldn't have even printed his last name on the back of the jersey. They just should have went, that's what it should have said. And and to be the biggest disappointment in Browns history, that's huge. it's not just that there's been a ton of disappointments. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's like saying Kim Jong-un's a little crazy. You know what I mean? Like, so he was in a Twitter war with someone I know casually, a guy, an actor named Michael Rapaport. And
yeah, sure.
Right? So he was in a and I don't know how it originally started. Quite frankly, I should have done a little bit more research. Okay. But what I do know is that someone said to Michael, oh, Johnny Manziel is throwing shade at you.
Okay.
And me, in full glory, said, don't worry, Mike. If he throws shade the way he throws a football, it'll never get to you. And people went crazy. You're a horrible person. How do you say that? He's got a drug problem. And I'm like, that's obvious.
I can't believe that they got on your case.
Yeah, because he's claiming to have.
Truth.
Well, because he's claiming to have all kinds of issues. He did a little Eminem thing. Yes, I sucked. Yes, I did this. And now he's in Canada, so whatever. It doesn't even count anymore. Build the wall now, please, but up there.
Now, years ago, you told me that you always wanted to do a comedy special at, what was it, your high school? Is that where you wanted to
Yes,
go?
That's where I wanted.
Did that ever come together?
It absolutely did, this spring. The point with the germ of the idea started literally because in 10th grade, I went to my guidance counselor and I said, you know, they go, what are we going to do after school? And I go, I want to be an actress, right? In all my, in my youth and my hope. And she said to me, you're from here, because I grew up 30 minutes outside of Cleveland. You're from here. No one from here has ever been on TV. She goes, if you want to be on TV, you're going to have to rob a bank. That was her big advice.
Oh, right. There's guidance.
Yay, like crushed me, right? Crushed me. So, you know, I went on and got a degree in fashion for no reason and spent a lot of stupid money and time. And then I said, okay, I want to go back to this town. It's a small town, a lot of hardworking people. They have a nuclear plant that's going to shut down. It's like a whole John Mellencamp song, right? And all the kids, I'm like, I'm not only going to do my special there, but I'm going to have the kids from the school be part of it. So what she told me about not being on TV, first of all, I'm going to put the whole town on TV, okay? That's what I am going to do. And I'm going to give all the kids who are part of this school, if they want to be part of it, help me with the special so they'll graduate being part of a big television
special,
production. They'll get a credit. So
is this teacher still alive?
Yeah, no, she's dead. Oh. And I know this because I went there with a camera. Oh, God rest her soul. It does feel horrible to laugh at someone's death, but I just wanted to kind of, you know.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't feel bad. I remember, you know, they told me to be a plumber. Right? They told me that I had no abilities whatsoever.
Right?
I really should go to a technical school and learn, like, to be a plumber or electrician.
Well, see, I truly don't have any abilities left now.
Right.
After 25 years of this year in comedy, I don't have it. And they're not wrong in some of their guidance. Like, there was a way to say, hey, it's a tough career.
Right.
Maybe you can't do it from here. Maybe you should move to New York. But to just go, You're Italian. You might have plans to rob a bank somewhere laying around the house. You know, maybe your uncle had a failed plot or something. I don't know what that was. Nowadays, if she'd have said that to me, I'd have owned the school board. You know, I think could have.